Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Now, tawarruq, the most authentic opinion is that it's permissible. You need money, no one is lending you, so you buy a property or you buy something in installments for a higher price and then you take it and sell it somewhere else. What the banks are doing, the so-called Islamic banks, they're doing this, which is fine. The problem is that when you go and you tell them, listen, I'd like to buy something from you, what do you have? They say, we have wood, or we have air conditioning. We have a number of units of air conditioners, and we will sell you. The street value is 1,000. We will charge you 10% over that. How many do you have? We have up to 1,000, so we can give you 1,000,000 if you wish. So I said, okay, I'll buy it. But where is it? They say it's in our stores somewhere. So I say, okay, on paper, I buy 1,000 units of this air conditioning. And they say, okay, now this another document, you sign that you've authorized us to sell it for you. So I signed another contract authorizing them to sell what I have just bought from them. And in 10 minutes, after signing, you will find 1,000,000 in your bank account. What is this? He said, we already sold it. You sold it to me, and then you sold it to someone else. And I did not see any air conditioners or any merchandise. All what I saw was contract signing, and I get the money in my bank account. This is not permissible. This is organized tawarruq, which is forbidden by the Islamic committees, Sharia boards. And this goes on and on. You have to, if you want to buy something like this, you have to possess it. Tell them the 1,000 air conditioners, give me the receipts, and I would ship them myself, and I sell them to someone else. Said, oh no, if this is the case, you have to come next week, maybe 10 days. Why? Because they actually do not own it. It's only on paper, and they're circulating it, and this is not permissible. And we will come to discuss some of the dealings of the Islamic banks, inshallah, on later on programs. So we open the floor for any questions.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. There are things which are nowadays very popular in buying on, especially in online cases, like on whether it be on eBay or any other website. So we purchase it on installment basis. The price of the thing is different, but when we buy it on installment, it is different, but the interest is not involved. They said 0% interest. Sometimes they round up the amount. For example, XYZ product is for 29,990 bucks. But on installment, they make it 30. So 10 rupees extra, so that there will be 10 installment of 3,000 bucks each. So there is no interest involved in it. And some of the installments are, like it is cost for 30,000 and they make it on installment 35,000. So that every installment will be of 3,500 each. So what's the ruling on that?
This is my pen, very expensive pen. If someone comes to me and says, how much is your pen? I would say, to you, I'll sell it for $1,000. If another brother comes and says, how much would you sell me this pen? I say, to you, I'll sell it for $500. Does brother A has the right to come and say, why are you selling it $500 more for me? Does he have the right? Does anyone has the right? It's my pen. I sell it for a dollar, for 500, for 1,000, for 1,000,000. It's none of your business. It's my pen. Agreed? Okay. Now we take another scenario. The brother says, how much is your pen? I said, 500. The brother says, how much is your pen? I say, it is 500. He said, I don't have money. So if I were to give you $100 a month, what would you say? I say, well, this is different. If you want to give me $100 a month, I will sell it to you for 1,000. So is there any problem? He said, yeah, this is increase, this is interest. No, it's not interest. We did not make a transaction yet. He can say, no, I don't want it. Or he can say, okay, it's good for me because it's easier for me to give it in installments rather to give it in one go. So selling it in installments is permissible. This is permissible because the merchandise is being delivered, the price is being postponed. And we have four types, and we will come to discuss this, inshallah, later on. We have four types when it comes to the merchandise and the price. Either that both are immediate, the money, merchandise. There is no problem that this is, no dispute. This is halal, this is selling and buying. Number two, both are delayed and postponed. Meaning, I'll buy the spend from you 6 months from now, and I'll give you the money after 1 year. So neither the pen is being sold immediately, nor the price is being given immediately. And this is haram, because this is majhul. This is something unrealized. Now, it will be later on, at a later time, this transaction is not permissible. The third type is when the merchandise is immediate and the price is later. This is halal. Whether it's cash or in installments. Give me the pen for 100, it's the pen. I'll give you the money in 2 months' time. No problem. The opposite is also permissible, is when you pay in advance and you will get the merchandise after a while, 6 months, 1 year. And this is called as-salam. And we will get to this, inshallah, transaction of as-salam in later on programs. So what you're talking about in installments, it's legitimate, it's acceptable. However, the thing is that the price, the final price should be final. In the sense that, okay, I'd like to buy your pen, but we do not discuss the price. So it can be 500 cash or 1,000 in installments. But khalas, you agreed to buy it. This is haram. Before we agree on the selling and buying, you have to determine, you want it 500 or 1,000? If he says 1,000 in installments, this is done. Now, after 5-6 months, he did not pay his installments on time. Can I increase the price and make it from 1,000 to 1,200? No, this is clear riba. The price is unchangeable. $1,000 installments, whether you do it in a year or 5 years or 10 years, it has to be 1,000, no increase, because then the increase would be on the debt, and this is riba. So I hope it's clear, Hisham. Yes, Akhi.
If I have heap of rice and someone buys it for $100 from me and he gives me the money and he starts to sell on the spot and a third man comes and he buys it for $150, can I cancel the deal?
No, you cannot cancel because the deal with the first one has been done.
But we have not parted.
You know, he gave you the money and you accepted. So the deal is done. Now, you did not deliver the rice yet. It's still there. Him selling it is forbidden for him as sinful. But you don't have the right to go back on your transaction. And this happens a lot in real estate. When you get someone who has a real estate office and he sells and buys lands. So he's got a plot. Someone comes and says, khalas, I'll buy this for 1 million rupees, for example. And you say, okay, agreement. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will go to the governor's office and transfer the deeds in your name. 2 hours later, someone calls, said, how much are you selling this plot for? And I say, how much you're offering? He said, I'm offering 2 millions. Ah, 2 millions, double the price. So you call your friend and say, listen, as for the agreement, I canceled it. This is sinful. And this is stealing because the transaction is his, khalas. The money is 100%, or the plot is 100% his, even if he did not give you the money. The minute a Muslim says to the other, I give you my property in this, and he says, I accept, the deal is over as long as they have separated. You can only change your mind if you are still with the brother in the same room, not separated. The brother with the red shirt.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
What is the ruling regarding to digital money? The money is not in our hands, it's in digital form. So what is the ruling behind that?
What is digital money? Is it something that you buy digital things so it's not real, it's virtual. It's like the game on Facebooks and you buy a farm and...
No, no, it's not like that. It's actual money I'm talking about.
If it is actual money, then it is money. See, it can be banknotes in your hand. So, if I understand your question, digital money is like having a credit card which allows you to buy something online. Is it?
Yeah, it's that only.
So this is like actual money because at the end of the day, you're gonna pay for it. This money is not for free. It's from your bank account. And likewise, when you buy stuff on the internet through digital money, this is not something from thin air. It is at the end of the day taken from your bank account. So if I understand your question correctly, this is the same ruling as the money. Unfortunately, we come to the conclusion of today's program. So, inshallah, looking forward to meet you next time. Until then, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.